8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning means just one thing. Laureen Gilbert, President, CEO, Wealthwise Financial Services, and the Wealthwise moment. Today, very, very important as I plan to hit her with everything involving tax season. All right, so stick around and listen. Laureen Gilbert, Wealthwise Financial, thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me. And yeah, we were just talking about tax season. It's not so fun for a lot of people, is it?
It's not. Not for the guy that does my taxes. It's certainly not.
I don't want to be a CPA.
Yeah, I do a lot of here's a deduction, here's a receipt for on a bar napkin. It's that kind of thing. It's a tough game this year. So first of all, the first question that I've been wanting to ask you for the last few weeks is, how's your dad doing? We understand, we know that if you weren't listening, if you're a member of the audience, her dad got COVID-19 a few weeks back. How's he doing now?
He is improving every day, and really just a matter of regaining his strength. And he's in rehab after being in a hospital for more than 3 weeks. But he is now in rehab and improving. Asking.
Good. Thank you. Well, our thoughts are with him and continue to be with him and you. Let's get into the meat of tax season. My big first question is, how different is this tax season?
Well, it is different for a lot of people because for some people that didn't have much work, and of course, so that's different. They may have had unemployment insurance. And the other thing is for some people, it's just a harder time.
Right.
Taxes, right? So if you were an earner, but you might have a harder time paying your tax bill. So there are some great things that you can still do. So I guess my message to our audience today is that even though 2020 is over, thank goodness, right? Let's put 2020 behind us, and you still have to file your taxes for 2020, there are a few things that you can still do that investors may not know about. One of them is that if you're a business owner, because of the Secure Act, it changed some things, which allows you to go back and still do retirement plans for 2020. Whereas in the previously, if you didn't have that plan document in place for 2020, you couldn't do it. And so there's something called a cash balance plan that can still be implemented for 2020. And so we're talking to business owners about that. Another opportunity, and I'm not recommending this, I'm just talking about it as a tax code option, is an opportunity zone. And so an opportunity zone is a way to defer capital gains. And one of the interesting notes is that the IRS just came out with guidance saying that you can go back for all of 2020 and still use an opportunity zone to defer those capital gains. Okay. So once again, not recommending it as an investment. I'm just telling people as the tax code, and people can call me and get more information one-on-one. I'm happy to explain that more.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And we will definitely, I definitely want to connect the audience with you. When we're all done here, we'll make sure they get all your information. What about our audience that is worried about retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, that kind of thing?
Right. Definitely most Americans are underfunded for retirement, and that's why we have a generous tax code when it comes to being able to defer money. And so people can still go to an IRA for 2020. If you qualify, you can contribute to a Roth IRA. So if your incomes may have been lower in 2020 and there's a cap on with income to contribute to a Roth IRA. So if you were in a situation like that where you had some earned income but it was lower than previous years, definitely look at the chart to see if you qualify for a Roth IRA, because that's after-tax money that grows tax-deferred and actually comes out tax-free. And with the theme that we see in the future of higher taxes, investors should be thinking about contributing to a Roth IRA. And if they cannot contribute to a Roth IRA, even within their 401k plan, there are usually two options, a pre-tax option and an after-tax option. So that you might have a Roth 401k option in your plan, and there are no income restrictions with that.
Okay. Okay. Now, specifically the CARES Act that was passed last year, am I reading this wrong, that it allowed people under 60 to take up to $100,000 out of their 401ks? And is up until the end of 2020, right?
You can take money out of your 401k if you can prove that it's COVID related. That because of COVID, so it can't just be just because you want to take out $100,000, but it can be if there's some, you know, COVID reason why you have to, you know. Let's say you have a family member, like in my case, my father, who had COVID, and I can show that there's some reason, or I have COVID myself, and, you know, I have to take money out. So that's, it was there because it must be, in a sense, COVID-related. You, employment-related, too, where you maybe lost your job and need to take that money out. So there are some provisions around COVID and being able to take money out in the CARES Act.
Okay, and if you did take money out and I'm facing a huge tax bill, do I have 3 years to put those funds back in and get a refund on any taxes that I paid on that money?
Yes, same. Okay. That's the same provision. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up, that if you qualify to take out, you can, as long as you get it back in within that period of time, then you can not have to pay the taxes on it. So it's kind of a provision where if you can show that you have a need and you're not sure if you really want it out of your retirement plan because that's going to hurt your retirement and you have a way to pay it back, you just need the money for a shorter period of time, there's a way to do that.
Okay. All right. And
I want to also mention a couple of things with more ideas on tax season. Did you have another point on that?
No, I'm all yours.
Okay, so a couple of points that people think about right now is, oh my gosh, all my receipts are not in order. So what I want to encourage our listeners to do is think about hiring a bookkeeper. Now, bookkeepers of all different levels and, you know, that service large companies down to the individual. And no matter where you are, consider it. If you are somebody that has a hard time keeping your books in order, and even if you don't hire an ongoing bookkeeper, you could hire somebody to set you up on QuickBooks, let's say, which is a great system for keeping all of that, then you could keep up. But I think most people have a really hard time getting it all set up. The bookkeeper can help with that. And the other thing I would say, sure, you're working with the right CPA. If your CPA, you know, is your CPA being attentive to you? Is your CPA responsive to you? And then you have somebody else who's overlooking that work. With our firm, what we do for our clients is we actually ask them to their draft tax return so we can just put another eye on it. Not that I'm a CPA or we don't have anybody on our team that are CPAs, but the tax returns from a little bit different angle from an investment perspective. So we're sometimes seeing things that the CPA may miss. So have a second person overlooking those taxes.
That's such great advice. It really is. The question I was going to ask you was the stimulus checks. People that received stimulus checks, is that going to count as earned income?
You know, that is a great question, Ed, and I'm going to have to research that one.
That's okay.
I do not recall whether I would think it would be, but I'm not definitive on that.
Okay.
And so just like, you know, unemployment is taxable, I would think the stimulus would be, but I don't know. You know, they've made changes with the PPP because they said the intent was not to where you couldn't get those expenses. So they may fall under that same and not make it taxable, but I'll have an answer for you next week.
I thought, and I could be crazy, please, and next week beat me up if I'm wrong about this. I thought that the stimulus check is sort of like an advance on money we would have received anyway as part of our tax refund. See, I thought that when they were first announced, I thought that it was going to be something like that. So, yeah, I'll wait to hear from you.
You mean And you mean not taxable?
Right, not taxable. I thought it wouldn't be taxable. Okay. So again, that might have been something that I'm just remembering, and maybe I dreamt it one day.
Well, I will check it out, because that is an important thing for people to know, whether it's going to be taxable or not.
Thank you, yes. And we find ourselves not only in tax season, but something called earning season. Tell us about earning season.
Well, here we are again. Earnings season, what that means is we're looking at the previous quarter. So that means the fourth quarter of last year. Right. And companies, public companies, have to report their earnings each and every quarter. And so earnings season is an important time to see what's going on in the stock market. And what I'd say for investors, it's a great time to learn more about stocks. I hear many people say, I'm afraid of the stock market. I don't understand the stock market. And one of the best ways to help investors understand it is through earnings. And what I would encourage listeners to do is a stock that they like, and listen to those earnings calls. You can either listen to them or you can read a transcript of them, but it's all public information. And some of the things that you're listening for and you're going to hear companies talk about is they're going to talk earnings per share. In other words, how much money did they make per outstanding share, stock share? And they're going to talk about top line revenue. They're going to talk about year over year, either growth or decline. And they're going to talk about cash flow. They're going to talk about a number of metrics that you want to listen for. And the way that earnings season works is that first the large banks come out. So the first part of an earnings season is always the large banks, B of A, JP Morgan. Those are the companies you hear from. And then now, this week, we're hearing from what a lot of investors have money in are some of the technology companies. Apple is today, Tesla is today, Facebook is today. So yesterday was Microsoft, AMD, General Electric, Johnson & Johnson. So earnings season is very methodical, and you can look up, you can Google and say, okay, when are Apple's earnings calls? And you can see the calendar of when those calls are going to be, and you can keep up with it. And I think it's a great way to really learn more about investing. And I'll say that so far, we've seen a surprise to the upside on earnings, and that's somewhat of a low bar coming out of COVID. And so not a huge surprise that we're seeing some surprises to the upside, but we've had a very strong earnings season so far. And we're still early. We're very early in the earnings season with last week 13% of the S&P 500 reporting, and by the end of this week, it'll be 20% of the S&P 500. So, you know, we're still somewhat early, but so far, even early in the earnings season, we've had beats of, you know, over 85% of stocks have outperformed their earnings estimates. All positive news for earnings season. That's what you're looking for, are their estimates.
Okay. And this is my dumb guy off the street question, but since earnings season and tax season are kind of like at the same time, all the money investors are looking to make during this earnings season, they have all year to figure out how to shelter that money, right? They have an entire year.
How are they going to use for it? And just remember that you only pay taxes on realized gains. You don't pay taxes on unrealized gains, but you do pay taxes on dividends. So if a company is generating dividends, and that's also something you want to hear on the earnings call, what are they doing with their dividends? And so, you, of course, you have to pay taxes on dividends, but you don't have to pay taxes on capital gains until you sell that stock, at least in current tax law. That could always change, but in current tax law, you don't have to pay it up and realize the gain.
Perfect. Every Wednesday, you make us that much smarter. My goodness. Lorene Gilbert, WealthWise Financial Services, how do we find you? Where do we get in touch with you?
949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
All right. Lorene Gilbert, President, CEO, WealthWise Financial Services. As always, thank you so much for stepping in the door on a Wednesday morning, Lorene.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Thank you. You too. 8:18 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.